I want to talk about a couple of habits of successful people that tend to be really, really underrated and overlooked. So now I'm not going to talk about habits like exercising, waking up early in the morning, eating healthy, because a lot of people already know those things, they know that they should be doing them, and you know, there are different online courses that show you exactly how to do that as well. However, there are three habits that I personally really like, and I think they are massively underrated. Okay, so the first habit is something that I briefly mentioned in one of the last videos, is mindfulness from meditation. This habit has such an enormous effect on everything that you do. First of all, if you learn how to meditate, how to be present, you're gonna enjoy your life much more. You're gonna be able to just enjoy the nice view outside, you know, enjoy the sea, instead of just when you're on vacation, just, you know, checking your email all the time, just checking Facebook, things like that. You're gonna be able to enjoy a nice dinner with your girlfriend, be really focused on talking to her instead of just thinking about the things that happened at your job earlier in the day. Other than that, you will also learn how to worry less, how to become more relaxed, how to become more confident, deal with unpleasant situations, simply because you will learn how to be in control of your mind and you will not let your mind control you and overcome you with different thoughts from your past, from the future, things like that. So the first habit is definitely mindfulness. It's such a great habit, it's super easy to form. Just go to calm.com and start practicing it there. It's completely free, and you know, just give it a few weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks, and I can guarantee you that you will love the results that you get from it. Now, the second habit that I think is really, really amazing, and not that many people do it, is to go and ask for help. This is something that people are not comfortable with, because they feel like if they go ask for help, they are something less than other people, that you know, they're not smart enough to figure things out on their own. But I think it's also one of the most important habits that you can develop. So, you know, this also ties back to what we were talking about in one of the previous videos, when we were talking about, you know, being independent, which can be great, get you very far in your life, versus being interdependent, when you connect with your other people, help each other out, and ask other people for help. So whenever you're stuck on something, don't be afraid to ask other people for help that are much better than you at a specific problem. So for example, if you're bad at relationships, go ask someone who's really good at relationships to help you out with a specific situation. Or if you're stuck with losing weight, go ask your friend who has a six-pack, you know, how they did it. And I'm sure you'll get some ideas that will take you maybe like weeks or even months to find out on the internet on your own. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Generally, you know, think about what is it like to you when other people come and ask you for help. How do you feel? Well, probably you will feel pretty damn amazing. You would feel important that they took the time to talk to you, that you were in their mind, and that they think that you are the expert. So when you ask your friends or your acquaintances for help, they will feel the exact same way, and they will be incredibly grateful that you actually went out and asked them for help. And you can practice that with me as well. I always love replying to my readers' emails, as long as they are well structured, really precise, as long as the readers do their homework, I'm always willing to help out. And if you ever wrote to me, it's a very high possibility that I actually wrote back to you. So the third habit that I think is super important, and almost all successful people do it, and pretty much none of the non-very successful people do it, that gets overlooked very, very often, is closing the loop. So closing the loop is something that I heard about for the first time from Ramit Sethi, and it basically says that whenever somebody gives you advice, whenever you ask for help, that you should come back with them and tell them about how you implemented the advice and the results that you got from it. If you do that, if you just do that, if you go reach out to people for help and then let them know about the results that you got, about what worked, what didn't work, you're going to be able to build amazing relationships. These relationships might even turn into friendships. They will open so many opportunities for you, because people will love to help you. Maybe some of them will become your mentors, because you will separate yourself from all of the other people who never close the loop with that people. You know, there's so many people who get advice but either never take action on it, or maybe they do take action but they don't let the person who they got the advice from know about the results that they got. So those are the three habits that I would really recommend you to take a look at: meditation, asking for help, and closing the loop. If you apply those three habits, I can tell you that your life is gonna get much better, you're gonna worry much less, you're gonna be much happier, and a lot of different opportunities are going to open up for you.